السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
لبيك يا حسين، لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello and welcome to this program, Labbaik Ya Hussein. Dear audience, I'd like to send my greetings to you around the world. Again, today I'm honored to host an expert in Islamic studies, Dr. Fani. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Again, like always, I'm very honored to host you.
Sure.
So, Dr. Fani, perhaps today our audience want to know deeply and in details what happened on the 10th of Muharram, which made this day a historical and prominent day on the Islamic calendar.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me salute Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Assalamu alaykum ya Abu Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bi fina'ik. O Imam Hussein, I send my salam, I send my respect and greeting, I salute you and all those who arrived at your doorstep, those companions, those angels. It is a great and important day, Ashura. I have to say it is a turning point in the history.
Sure.
We have human beings, millions or billions come and go, but Imam Hussein alayhi salam is a special one. He is the grandchild of our Holy Prophet, the last prophet of the humankind. He was murdered on a daytime with close friends and relatives, and the martyrs all were around 100 people. Some say 72 people, some say about 110 people, and the army from the other side was more than 100,000 people. It is narrated that all these events which were known by God has been informed to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The Prophet informed his grandchildren, his son-in-law Imam Ali, about these events. So they were obedient and submitting to the destiny which they were supposed to have. But it was the inner knowledge they had. On the surface, they were interacting with the communities and societies. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the symbol of truth against all the shaitanic or satanic forces in the history. And I have to recite, for example, this hadith from Imam, from the Prophet of Islam, إِنَّ لِلْحُسَيْنِ مَحَبَّةً مَكْنُونَ فِي غُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمَنِينَ لَمْ تَبْرَدْ أَبَدًا. For Imam Hussein alayhi salam, there is a hidden love for all the believers which will not cool down, this hotness of love for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Ali, who was the first mazloom in the history of mankind, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam was son of this man, both of them were giving their blood to keep alive the line of belief in God, obedience to God. And this obedience to God is what makes human beings human beings. Otherwise, if people do not know God, just come and eat and die, it is like animals. It is degrading human beings. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed his life to give life and blood to the humanity on the right path. So it is what makes it important, and it is a symbolic in the whole history of humankind, this martyrdom of Imam Hussein, a man who devoted himself, his brothers, his son Ali Akbar, his brother Abu al-Fazl al-Abbas. Abu al-Fazl al-Abbas has three younger brothers. They were martyred, Habib ibn Mazahir, Ali Asghar, and the rest of these companions, which I said there were numbers about 70 to 110 people. So
thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
I'm going to ask you several questions after this short break. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, dear audience, that was Labbaik Ya Hussein. Thank you very much indeed.
What happened in that camp? Let us remember. What happened in that camp? Let us remember. Everyone's thirsty, calling for water. Everyone's thirsty, calling for water.
Welcome back. So, Dr. Fani, I want to ask you a question. Throughout all these lectures and in our previous programs, you emphasized on the word mazlum, or the oppressed one. So will you please provide us with some evidence or examples which proves that Imam Hussein was the oppressed one?
Sure. If we look at the whole picture, what is happening, we have a beloved prophet who devoted his life for guiding the people for 23 years. And then we have what happened on his son-in-law and his successor, Imam Ali alayhi salam. What happened to Bibi Fatima al-Zahra, the daughter of the Holy Prophet? What happened to the second Imam of our divine line of leadership, Imam Hassan Mujtaba alayhi salam? We see this continuation of sacrifice, but its peak is happening for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Because on the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, where one of this special thing is he was killed while he was thirsty. He was known to the people. In several times, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was introducing himself to the army. If you don't know me, my name is Hussein. My mother is Fatima al-Zahra, who was daughter of your prophet. My father was Ali. You know, people knew a lot of sacrifice that Imam Ali alayhi salam did in helping prophet to empower Muslims and Islam at its early stage. And he brought his family members, and he didn't want to kill anyone. You know, in 2 days before Ashura, one of the companions told Imam Hussein, oh, this is the time we can attack the other army. Their number are limited because there are people supposed to come in the next coming days. Let's attack them. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, we didn't come here to kill people. We were invited. The whole thing is, Imam, it is a hadith from Prophet, peace be upon him, Masalul Imam, Masalul Ka'ba. The example of Imam is like the holy place of Ka'ba. It's tu'ta wa la ta'ti. Because people go to the Mecca. He doesn't come to the people. People have to go towards the Imam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was living in the city of Medina. When he was asked by Yazid's governor in Medina to come and do bay'ah and shake hand, Imam Hussein said, I'm not going to shake hands with Yazid. I'm not going to approve Yazid. Then people from Kufa invited him. So Imam was moving from Medina to Mecca and from Mecca towards Kufa because the people of Kufa invited him. And just before Kufa, the army of Yazid stopped him. In early days, it was Horeb ibn Yazid al-Riyahi who stopped him. And their issue was, you are here to go to Kufa, and we don't allow you. You have to shake hands with Yazid and approve him. Imam Hussein said, no, I'm not going to do that. Allow me to leave this area. If you don't want me to rule, the people of Kufa invited me. I'm not going to approve Yazid, but I'm not going to fight with you and kill with you. While, as I mentioned, in 3 days before Ashura, they had the upper hand to start a war. So all of this, while these family members were martyred, they were thirsty, you know, one of the tragic events is Imam brought Ali Asghar, his baby who was around 6 months old, and he was thirsty. He brought them in front of the army and said, this baby is thirsty. You don't see that? Just take it from me and just give him some little water. They killed that baby even brutally. So this shows how oppressed Imam Hussein was and how harsh his enemies were attacking this family of the Prophet. I heard that one Christian at that time was crying when he heard this, and he said, I belong to the family members of Jesus within 20 generations to come to me, and people respect me. How come this so-called Muslim killed the grandchild of their holy prophet? So this shows what happened. And if we have time, I want to recite some of the pieces of the ziyara of Imam Hussein, maybe next time or not.
Time, please. Okay, we've got around 1 or 2 minutes. You can
well,
go.
There are many statements which are called ziyara. I brought some phrases of ziyara nahiya. It is the ziyara from Imam Zaman alayhi salam, the 12th Imam, about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When he is describing Imam Hussein's event in this ziyara, there are many interesting parts. I just read one or two sentences if we have time.
Thank you very much.
As-salamu ala al-abdan as-saliba. I salute these bodies who were cut in pieces and even
crucified.
Their dress were taken out. As-salamu ala al-itrat al-ghariba. I salute these close families of the Prophet who were martyred like this. As-salamu ala al-mujaddalin fil-falawat. I salute these fighters who were fighting in this deserted area without any water. As-salamu ala al-madfuneen bila akfan. I salute these people who were buried without any cover, without any kafan. As-salamu ala al-ru'us al-mufarraqat an al-abdan. I salute these heads which were cut from their bodies. These people, when they killed these fighters of Islam, Imam Hussein and his families, they cut their head from their bodies. Not only that, after the whole event, they asked some soldiers of themselves to run over these bodies with their horses to even put them in smaller pieces, these bodies. When Hazrat Zainab, salamullah alayha, the sister of Imam Hussein, after this event came to see the body of his brother, he couldn't recognize the body. I recite this phrase again.
Thank
from
you.
Ziyarat Nahiyah. As-salamu ala al-abdan al-saliba. As-salamu ala al-itrat al-ghariba. As-salamu ala al-nazihin al-awtan. As-salamu ala al-madfuneen bila akfan. As-salamu ala al-ru'us al-mufarraqat al-abdan. As-salamu alayki ya Hussein. As-salamu ala al-Hussein wa ala Ali ibn al-Hussein. وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.
That was لبيك يا حسين from the holy city of Karbala. Thank you. Goodbye.
Planet will shouts your name. Oh, Hussein.
These words are coming.